Hey everybody, it's Joe from the Assault Forward podcast. Welcome to another episode. Hope everybody's doing well out there as we continue our quarantine, social distancing, lockdown environment that we're all operating in these days. Special guest with me on the podcast today. I'm joined by my co-founder of Assault Forward, Shah Chowdhury. Shah, how you doing?
Good, Joe. How are you?
Doing all right. I haven't switched over from my water to the adult beverages yet this evening when we're recording this. If you're listening soon after we launch it, that's probably coming up soon. I mean, how are you managing, man? We've been doing this now for like 8 weeks. We have not had a chance to work shoulder to shoulder on the business like we usually do. We're talking regularly, but from a distance. Probably, I would say no more than usual text messages, but having to FaceTime and work on the business remotely, how are things going for you?
Good question. Part of it is I realized early on to try to maintain the routine as much as possible. So, I mean, the first day, I kind of stayed in sweatpants, didn't shave, and I was like, all right, let me see how it is. And then I felt like crap the entire day. So I figured I said the next day I can't do that. So I still worked out that day, but I was like, okay, no more. So the next day, got up, shaved, worked out, put on some jeans and a shirt. And been doing that as much as possible. So it's been going okay. I've been challenging at times where I'm an extroverted person by nature, and so being stuck in the basement and working from home, again, could be worse, right? We could be getting shot out, have IEDs blown up on us. But so overall, though, the business, I think the good thing for us, though, is being an e-commerce business. I was expecting slowdown, and it's been steady going. Obviously, some avenues we're missing out on with the face-to-face interactions that we do at pop-up shops and other things. But yeah, personally, it's going, trying to keep it moving day by day. We'll see when this quarantine stuff is over, but it's looking like it's going to be a while. So again, just taking it day by day, but look at the positives every day.
So that's some good points there. So I think so you talk about not getting shot at, but similar to a deployment though, I know, when I was deployed both to Afghanistan and Iraq, the chain of command always preached like the routines and taking care of yourself, getting, physical training in every day, trying to obviously you're in the military, so you're maintaining your personal grooming and uniform standards, things like that as much as you can in a combat environment. But waking up scraping the face every day. I remember real distinct on my first deployment to Afghanistan, that was my routine, was to wake up real early, and I'd go get a cup of hot water from the cooks that were prepping the rations in the morning for us at our very small outpost. And I'd take that paper cup full of hot water and scrape the face every day. And so I'd start off, at least with a clean shave, even though I didn't shower for a couple of months. That was just part of the routine. So building in those routines and maintaining them, even in challenging circumstances, I think is a good point to help people get through these times.
No, I think you said a point in the shaving. It's funny. I was listening to another podcast on maintaining the discipline, right? And so there was a book on the Chechenian war between the Chechenians and the Russians. And one of the things at some point, the Russians, they stop shaving, right? They stop shaving. And a lot of people felt that was the first step in the discipline waning as time, right? You start shaving and you start taking other shortcuts, and eventually we know how that ended. So I kind of think about that as well. It's like, hey, even in bad times, you have to maintain that
So you're
discipline.
saying that Sergeant Major was right.
Yeah, he was
Okay.
exactly.
So you kind of hinted at it a little bit though. I mean, so Assault Forward, we are a veteran-owned e-commerce company. I think most people listening to the podcast at this point probably know this. If this is your first episode, thanks for joining. As an e-commerce company, it's not just the website for us though. So what you're kind of hinting at though with the face-to-face though, is something, we've talked about, is that we've really developed three distinct kind of segments of the business. And I think through my experience as a mentor through Bunker Labs with the Military Cadet community, a lot of veteran-owned and military spouse businesses kind of figure this out. You start out with what you think is going to be a direct-to-consumer product, service, whatever it is. And then you kind of realize over time that there might be an opportunity for a corporate or, professional buyer who places larger orders or wants something customized or is a little bit different of a buyer profile. And so you kind of develop that channel. And then whether you start out in brick and mortar and go online at some point to expand your reach, or like us, you started out with e-commerce, but then kind of want to get in front of people face to face, you develop a pop-up shop opportunity, or eventually a, perhaps a brick and mortar type space. So with those kind of three channels of e-commerce, face to face, and a corporate buyer, how do you feel? Let's talk a little bit how Assault Forward is feeling about, you know, with the coronavirus quarantine situation that we've been under for the last 2 months. How has that affected our business, and what's something that other veteran entrepreneurs that might be listening could take away from our experience?
Yeah, no. So I think for us, it was, you know, we've just felt like we had a bunch of events lined up. We were supposed to go to Gruntstyle and do one of their socials that they do, and we went. I think last time it was last summer, the end of the summer, and we had a great time, great people, did some good deals, and it's amazing with people. So we were planning to do that again. Then that got stopped. That got canceled. And then we were supposed to go to the Raleigh muster, and that got canceled. And then we were planning to do the American Legion conference in Indiana, Indianapolis, I think it's this year, and that got canceled. So some other pop-up shops. So we had at least three, four, possibly even five plus events that we were scheduled that we wanted to go that we had to stop. And so that was a little, of course, I mean, that's out of our control. So, and I also think we had some, so that obviously is stopped. So we'll hopefully whenever everything does open up and it's safe, get back all those events, get on. Cause we do feel when we're face to face with our fellow veterans, we're able to connect. We're able to help other people. People help us. Two-way street. It's always great doing face-to-face. So I think that has affected us. But then also on the corporate side, we've had a lot of corporate orders with bulk orders and also creating custom merchandise. And with furloughs, I think, you know, how many percentage of companies are furloughing, the budget right now is tight for extra stuff. So every single kind of open order we had was like, hey, we need to hold until this thing passes. So, and it will pass at some point, but that has affected us, of course. But, you know, we could be in a worse position, but it's, so we just been doubling down on our e-commerce, right? And we've been trying to do a lot more, like what else could we do on social media? So whether it's a Facebook post or doing more stuff on TikTok and other things like that. So I think we have this, you know, again, we've always had the three prong channel that we work, and now we're just doubling down on the one that we can actually do, which is going.
Right. So since I take a little bit more of a role in the marketing side of that, I think, you know, something we've seen a little bit with our ad spending and return on investment for e-commerce right now has been that, you know, normally we have a pretty even spread of what we spend on digital advertising from Google to Facebook, Instagram, and things like that. And what we've seen is that Google has dropped off a little bit for us. We still like Google. We still are want to be found. If somebody's proactively searching for one of our products or for an American made, veteran owned, you know, American flag lapel pin, we certainly want to come up at the top of those search results. So we still believe in that channel, but we've seen a little bit of a decline maybe in the number of people searching. But where we've seen a little bit of a flip though is on like the social media side. So people may not be spending as much time shopping or proactively searching, but if they come across one of our ads while they're spending their increased time on social media, because we're all stuck at home right now, most people don't have a commute anymore. So it's just more time in your day really where you can waste it on social media if you so choose, right?
Yep, exactly.
And so we are seeing a little bit more uptick maybe in like Facebook and other social media channels. So that's been kind of interesting to observe. And I mean, certainly our hats off and we salute all the frontline workers in the healthcare industry, to, you know, the first responders that are still out there, to the essential workers in a lot of different industries that are still having to get up and go to work every day physically. But for a lot of other people that are just basically stuck at home doing their part to slow the spread of the coronavirus, yeah, they're spending maybe a little more time on social media. So that's been interesting to see. So you mentioned what most people react with is a giggle when they hear the word TikTok, because
yeah,
that's that app for 14-year-olds that do those silly dances, right?
Yeah, exactly.
And so why TikTok though? Why would that be something that a veteran-owned and operated, you know, grizzled combat veterans. Why on earth would we make content and produce things for TikTok?
I mean, I think if you hear other people in the marketing space talk about if wherever the attention is, and I think TikTok is still consistently in the last probably at least 6 months to a year in the top five downloads on the App Store on the different apps. With that many people are have eyes on it, you need to have platform. But what you can't do is just, hey, whatever video you have on Facebook, just put it onto. It is a different platform. It's supposed to be a fun platform. I think it was funny, one of the entrepreneur Facebook groups, one guy put out a video and he got, you know, a couple hundred thousand views that he's never got anywhere else. Same thing we experienced. And he's like, but, you know, first ad, for your first video he did, how come I'm not seeing any sales? like it's supposed to happen instantly. And I think part of it is brand awareness. And yes, you do have the 15-year-olds dancing and, you know, doing all this stuff, but there are people our age. But then the 15-year-olds, if they come across an ad that's relative to, let's say, whatever business you have, they have access to their parents, their brothers, their sisters. But like, hey, if they see a cool widget or a cool service and you're on there and you do it in a funny way or a cool way, they could bring that to their, you know, whoever has a purchasing power in the household. But again, I think for us, it's been fun because it is completely different. And we started, I think the first video we put up was back in October of 2019. And we've had fun kind of adapting to it and going with the trend, but we kind of relate it to our veteran themes, right? Whether it's jokes among the services and, you know, military humor. And again, and I think a lot of people think veterans are so kind of uptight and robots, but we do have a dark sense of humor, right? Part of you have to have a sense of humor, especially when you're going through crappy environments and you're in bad situations. But again, if you're not, I think as a business, you have to be on all the channels that have eyes, right? So people are like, well, I don't really know that stuff. Well, it doesn't matter. You can learn it, especially I think one of our first videos, like a good one we did, like what, 20 or, you know, 15, 20,000 views. We've never had anything like that organic in the other channels. So, I think it's been fun. But again, and you see now, I think more and more people, you see a lot more celebrities now. If people are catching on, other businesses are coming on now too, because they're realizing, because platforms do change over time, right? Like Facebook was only at the beginning before Ivy League schools. And now everybody, and, you know, my father has a Facebook account, which I never expected. So I think it is smart to be on there. You have to learn the content. I think the first thing is wait and see, you know, whether it's a few days and see what people are doing, and then just start jumping in.
So observe, consider, you know, what is popular, what's trending on there. Watch a bunch of videos. I mean, these are videos that range in anywhere from 8 seconds to a maximum length of 1 minute. Yep, right. Yep. And so, yeah, there's a lot of different things on there. I mean, there's literally 1 minute cooking shows. There's a lot of, you know, high production, like celebrity type videos. There's people doing, you know, really anecdotal, like everyday life humor stuff. There's, police, there's military, there's politicians. I mean, there's a lot of different folks you'll come across on there. As well as, you know, it's a big platform for music. I think a lot of musicians and a lot of the songs and audio that people use in their videos get very popular. Yep. So it's been interesting to see how that has worked. So you talk a little bit though about the organic reach on that. So this is a platform where, you know, there are basically more people consuming content than there are people producing content. Yep. So if you make a video, you will get eyeballs on it.
Yep.
Now that's just not to say like you can just turn your phone on, record a few seconds of like you staring at the wall and expect it to blow up. Yeah. But if you put some thought into it and, you know, do something that is meaningful to you, that you find, you know, this would be entertaining to you, or that you would be interested in learning more about or watching or whatever it is, however you connect with your audience, you know, that will get some eyeballs and that you can grow an audience from there and get people to follow the account. And then, you know, then again, just like any platform, consistency over time, yeah. Right. This is not a sniper, one shot, one kill. This is more of a artillery like ourselves, area fire weapon. And you do have to, send multiple rounds down range, yep. And adjust to hit your target. Yep. Right. if something falls flat just because you had one video blow up and the next one doesn't, that doesn't mean that like you forgot the recipe for success. It just means you have to adjust,
yeah,
right?
Yeah. And again, even what you call about like our bad video, like the last five videos we did, I think the worst one has still over like almost 1,000 views, right? Like in
right.
versus on Instagram, you would put up a post and get like 10, right now because there's so many people on Instagram, everybody's a model, everyone's a fitness person on Instagram, so it's hard to get out there, and you know, there's way more people posting. So I guess to your point, there's a lot more people just sitting by, and you see people who like their stuff or comments. I check profiles and they don't have a profile picture and they don't have any videos, right? They're just sitting back and watching. And again, like you said, you can't just put anything. You have to follow the trends and see what's, and again, adapt it for you. But then like our top video has what, 560,000 views. I mean, it's insane that we have over 500,000 views on video. You know, and so cumulative, we have, you know, millions of views, which is amazing. But it's fun.
To be fair, though, the reason that video did so well was because we weren't.
Yeah,
in,
yeah.
Right? Your wife was in.
Yeah,
my wife was in.
Exactly. Yeah. Yeah.
So that's good. Okay. So in addition to making more videos for TikTok, what is next for Assault Forward? What do we got cooking that we can share? Kind of the look behind the scenes. What's going on behind the curtain for Assault Forward? As we just like tonight, though, where I would love to be sitting next to you drinking a beer while we record this, but you're in your basement, I'm in my basement. Yeah. You know, we're recording remotely from two locations. As we work remotely, what are we working on and what's coming up?
Yeah, next? So I think the good thing for us is, I think back to kind of like a military analogy on the range, right? You have your 50-meter target and you have the 300-meter target and everything in between. So the 50-meter target, we're running the day-to-day, but you always have to be looking ahead, right? And what's next? Like, you can't be complacent. We always say complacency kills. So we're looking at other products to add on. Like, how do we get to the next product as we expand? So we've done those email surveys with a couple of pin ideas. We get suggestions all the time from followers. Hey, what about this? What about like a hat, a different kind of hat and X? So we're constantly brainstorming, I guess, on different products. And especially with this COVID stuff, we just got an inquiry about masks, right? Face masks, which we talked about it in the beginning. So I think as it grows, like, how do we grow and just continue to add products that people want, American made, that people will buy. And so, and again, also in providing value to the community, like podcasts like this, where if we're able to give ideas, suggestions, tips to other veteran entrepreneurs who are looking to start their venture, you know, we've picked a lot of people's brains in the process, and we're helping people now. People still help us. So it's a continuing kind of circle of trust that we provide. So I guess between just growing our product line and providing value to the community that we're a part of is kind of what we're working on.
And to go on that, I mean, like, has that changed at all? Like, how are you, you know, how are you teach, coach, mentor the next generation of veteran entrepreneurs remotely?
Yeah, no, it's a great question. So I actually was on a call with Bunker Labs about 2 weeks ago on a panel, and it was myself and two other veteran entrepreneurs. We had about 30 people on there. So of course you have to adapt, right? Any situation you have to adapt. And got on the call, Zoom call, a lot of questions were asked, and you know, we're available for that. I think, and also Bunker Labs reached out and they did a second, I think they're doing a bunch of video series with different kind of on video interviews, which they're publishing out. So we did one as well of that to kind of put out there. It's a one-on-one interview format, kind of ask questions. And so I think in this environment, it's easy to say, hey, you know what? Like, I saw this one guy in my feed, it was an article. Hey, I'm going to video game my way through this crisis. I'm just going to sit back and just play video games until this is done. Dude, this is going to be 6 months, right? That's a lot of video games that you're spending versus, hey, how can I, hey, if I wanted to start a business all this time, how can I get better? Or if I want to get a new certification, this is the time to do that. And I think also is always the connections we make. So I think whenever we have the opportunity to talk, we FaceTime each other if we can see each other's face, because that's, you know, try to do it as genuine as possible. So when we're talking with other people, whether it's in the Bunker Labs community, other businesses, hey, okay, let's get on a Google Hangout call. Let's get on a, you know, FaceTime call. I think still trying to network in this time is huge. So, and it's easily, of course, nothing beats face-to-face, sitting down, having a drink, talking, whatnot. But we have to adapt, right? We can't just sit back and say, well, I can't have it the perfect way, so I'm just going to sit back and do nothing.
Yeah, no, it makes a lot of sense. I mean, I'm personally, you know, I'm getting a lot of Zoom invites to virtual hangouts and virtual happy hours and, you know, a lot of things like that. But you do have to jump in and connect in this new environment. You know, I hate the phrase the new normal, but you still have to embrace it and find a way to jump in and stay involved and stay connected so that you don't kind of get stuck on the couch in sweatpants playing video games for however long this lasts. So that's great, man. Well, it was great catching up with you a little bit tonight and talking a little bit about some of this stuff. So, you know, we've been doing these podcasts now for a couple of months, and it's interesting just, again, the behind-the-scenes look at our business. So sharing with our audience here, 59% of you apparently listen on Apple Podcasts. So that is the leading podcast platform. So it's interesting to see that our own podcast is found that way most of the time. And then it's a pretty even spread after that. 11% of you listen on Spotify. And then after that, 9% of you use your Amazon Alexa devices to listen to the podcast. So I think that's pretty cool and probably increasing as your home, as well as a percentage on Google Podcasts and then a whole bunch of other apps that you can listen to this podcast on. Apparently 3/4 of our audience is male. So shout out to the 25% of listeners that are the ladies listening. We appreciate you joining as well. This is not meant to be a guy's club in any way, shape or form. The military connected community, the veteran community is diverse. It is strong. And we welcome everyone. There's room for everyone in our community. So thank you to the ladies that are listening in addition to our brothers in arms. As always, you can find Assault Forward on all social media at AssaultFWD is our handle across Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, Pinterest, YouTube, and the TikTok, as Shaw mentioned earlier. And as a special thank you for making it to the end of every episode, use discount code AFPodcast and you can take 15% off any order at www.assaultforward.us. And Shaw, why did we go with the .us extension for our website?
We are 100% American made.
That's a good answer. Yes. And the guy who owned assaultforward.com wanted like 60 grand for it, right?
He wanted 60 grand for .com. We're like, let's stick with American made .us.
Yeah, we'll go with .us. That'll work for us as a bootstrap startup where we each kicked in, I think, $500 out of our own pockets to get things rolling. We said $60,000 for a domain was probably a little bit out of reach, so we'll take an alternative option and go with assaultforward.us. So, so thanks, everybody, for listening. Shaw, thank you for your time. And as always, we appreciate your support of our 100% veteran-owned and operated business and your interest in our Made in America products. And support other veteran-owned businesses. The Military Connect community has a wide range of options. If you haven't listened to some of the previous podcasts, we talk about some of our favorite friends and colleagues in the veteran-owned community. Be sure to check them out. And until next time, Assault Forward. We'll be right back.